Wind Whale had hit the building with an extra big stone. Everybody moved to protect the claywork. A dozen plane creatures exploded out of cracks and shadows. Little missiles flew. Little blades flashed. The fastest creatures climbed all over the soldier and the shaman. They let the monks escape. Once the soldier and witch doctor went down, the creatures began defacing the claywork. It was the same elsewhere. None of the Limper's men survived. That monster toad killer dog came flying out of the monastery and landed smack in the middle of a gang of centaurs. Blades flashed, javelins flew, so did bodies. Then, the monster broke loose. Mantas swarmed overhead so thick they kept running into each other. The thunder of their lightnings made a drum roll. The monster got to the barrier of talking menhirs and walking trees. He jumped over that, too. His fur smoldered, and his flanks were pincushioned with darts. The walking trees tried to grab hold of him. His strength was too violent for them. He kept right on coming. Straight at us. Menhirs popped into his way, stalling and tripping him. Mantas tried to cook him. Centaurs galloped with him, pelting him with javelins and dashing in to try to hamstring him. Me and Raven and the Torque boys all put 3 or 4 arrows apiece into him. He never seemed to notice. He just kept on coming, howling like all the wolves in the world at once.
"Go for its eyes!" Raven yelled. "Go for its eyes!"
"Right, old buddy. Sharp shoot when I'm shaking so bad I figure if I live through this one I'm going to be cleaning the brown out of my drawers for a month." The monster was only about 40 feet away when Silent said hello by smacking it in the face with a bushel of snakes. Snakes that hung on and tried to crawl into its ears and mouth and nostrils. The snakes never slowed it down, but they did take its mind off whatever it had planned for us. It just plowed through. I went flying ass over appetite. As I sailed through the air, I saw Darlin step in, as cool as if she was in a kitchen slicing bread, and take a cut with a two-handed sword I wouldn't have figured a woman could lift. She was a little high. She hit ribs instead of opening the thing's belly. I hit ground and spent the next couple minutes doing an astronomical survey of a couple hundred newly hatched constellations. A savage rain shower soaked me and brought me out of it and to my feet, where I realized that I hadn't been rained on after all. A wind whale had passed over, dumping a little ballast to slow its fall as it came down after Toad Killer Dog. The monster was still headed west. Right behind it was a shimmery something that looked like an elephant with a nest of tentacles for a head. Bowman's contribution to the cause. That was the last minute when anything made sense. The talking stones went berserk, started popping all around. Walking trees jumped up and down. Centaurs ran in circles. Everything that could talk started yelling at everything else. The wind whales went to booming and started dropping like they meant to commit suicide by smashing into the ground.